A student persuaded his friend to amputate his feet in an insurance scam. A Canadian man is arrested for offering cash to girls to kick him in the genitalia. And sex is back at the Olympic Village. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I have three weird news segments from around the world. Let's jump right into it. Jump, jump, and then make a jump, jump. A young student was persuaded by his friend to get his legs amputated for an insurance scam. This story is out of Taiwan. A university student in Taiwan had his legs amputated in the hopes of receiving a $1.3 million insurance payout. The student has been arrested on suspicion of insurance fraud. The 23-year-old is identified only by his last name, Zhang. Zhang apparently plunged his feet in a bucket of dry ice for over 10 hours in order to get his feet so badly frostbitten that he would need a double amputation. Yes, if you happen to have frostbite, you might need an amputation for that body part. I recently learned this when I came across a story about football fans at a Kansas City Chiefs game rather recently contracted frostbite, and a large percentage of those fans had to have an amputation. Now, the investigative bureau here in Taiwan says a friend of Zhang's from school, identified only as Lau, actually persuaded him to carry out this insurance scam. How do you allow a friend to talk you into getting your feet amputated? That seems very strange. Let's keep reading. Maybe his friend is extremely persuasive. You have to be. Although maybe there's blackmail involved. It says Lau, also 23 years old, suffered losses from trading cryptocurrency and tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay about $800,000. Okay, this story is getting stranger. It's now involving crypto. According to the media, Lau told Zhang that gangsters were pursuing him. Well, all right, but if my friend told me that he lost all this money in crypto and gangsters were pursuing him, my solution wouldn't be me cutting off my feet. I would suggest that my friend skip town for a little while, lay low, maybe go to an island with the rest of your crypto. I don't know. Let's keep reading. This is getting more and more bizarre. Lau and Zhang apparently rode around Taipei on a motorbike at the end of January, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite while riding the vehicle in the late evening. All right, I'm a little confused with this approach. So they ride around on a motorbike at night to claim that they got frostbite, or he got frostbite. That was the plan. I don't know if that's going to give you frostbite, just riding around on a motorbike at night, will it? You could have just said this was a TikTok challenge. I mean, no one's going to question that. These TikTok challenges are stupid. Yeah, the dry ice TikTok challenge. I did it. I did it for 10 hours. I was trying to break the record, and lo and behold, I need my feet amputated. It says, just days before this incident, Zhang bought several expensive life insurance, travel insurance, and accident insurance policies, according to the prosecutors. Well, that's a red flag right there. Oh, this whole plan is just cockamamie. Pardon my language. So it says, after the motorbike ride, Zhang soaked his feet in dry ice and then went to the hospital. Medical staff sensed something was amiss while assessing his situation. His legs bore no shoe or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical, which were inconsistent with a naturally occurring frostbite injury, according to investigators. Also, investigators say the weather on the night that he claimed he got frostbite was also nowhere close to below freezing, with its coldest temperature at about 42 degrees Fahrenheit. An investigator said, as Taiwan is a subtropical region, cases of severe frostbite requiring any sort of amputation are really unheard of due to these natural climatic conditions. Oh, man. Wow, you're just adding dumb to the mix here. Nevertheless, at the hospital, Zhang's legs had to be amputated below the calf due to the frostbite injuries from the dry ice. His case was reported to the authorities. Police investigated Zhang and Lau. They actually found the plastic bucket used to freeze Zhang's feet. They found insurance documents. a white polystyrene box for dry ice, some mobile phones, a tablet computer, and of course, Zhang and his accomplice, Liao, were arrested and are both charged with fraud and aiding and abetting serious injury. Investigators also say that Zhang had claimed $7,200 from one insurer, no claims on the others. This money is going to be seized, so he is getting $0. I mean, I've made some dumb choices in my life. I never sold both of my feet for $0. All right, well, this is must be the dumbest thing I've heard today. But then again, this is only the first segment on the Weird AF News podcast. It could get dumber. Still trying to unpack how Zhang was convinced to cut his feet off because a friend lost money trading cryptocurrency. It says he tricked Zhang into signing some legal note obligating him to pay the crypto loss. How do you convince him to sign that? There's much more going on here than meets the eye, I think. I would never voluntarily cut off my feet. It's like, I mean, unless you promise me bionic legs. Did anyone invent bionic legs yet? Legs that make me taller and faster? Sure. I would jump on that offer because I'm a short guy. I wouldn't mind being 6'2" and being able to like run really fast and jump really high. That would pay off in the sports department, of course. So I don't know what went on here. Hard to judge, though. I mean, they say walk a mile in a man's nubs before you judge him. Nubs. Yeah, I made that up. A Canadian man is arrested for trying to bribe girls to kick him in the private parts. We have here a janitor of a Sherbrooke building who allegedly asked 4 CEGEP girls to hit him in the private parts for $100. He's been arrested and sentenced for this. I had to look up CEGEP. It stands for College de Enseignement Général et Professionnel. It's a general and vocational college in Canada. I believe there are various locations of this CEGEP, and this is one in which we have a janitor. He was a janitor at this CEGEP. His name is Terry Boudrias. He's been charged with criminal harassment, communicating with a person for sexual services, and indecent communications. Yeah, that's pretty indecent communications, asking someone to kick you in the genitals for $100. Then again, people are doing worse things on OnlyFans, I think. As a janitor, he apparently had these victims' cell phone numbers. They were girls that attended the school. So he's also gotten their private information illegally, I'd imagine. He wrote to these girls offering them money if they would agree to hit him in the genitals for 30 minutes. 30 minutes? Wow, that's a long time to hit you in the genitals. And he pays $100 for that? Dude, I'll kick you in the junk for $25 for an hour. I'll kick you hard, too. I'll kick you to the stars, bro. That's an easy $100 right there. Says here, in this case, prosecutor Magali Sheehy pleaded for a firm sentence of 2 years in prison for this individual, but his lawyer asked for a sentence of 1 day and 3 years probation. In the end, they gave him 6 months in prison. Do you think that's too harsh? I don't know. It says he has prior convictions, though. It doesn't say what they are. So this guy's a bit of a menace. How he got a job as a janitor at a school is a little questionable, having a history. But, you know, it's hard to find janitors, I'd imagine. It's hard to even find teachers these days. So it says the accused has been in prison since his arrest, and he has apologized to his victims. Oh, how Canada of you to apologize to the victims. They're so nice in Canada. It says the consequences for the victims and his criminal history were raised as aggravating factors by the judge, which led to the 6-month sentence, which some people on social media are saying is too cruel of a punishment. 6 months? I don't know. You illegally obtained students' cell phone numbers. You then reached out to them and made this just horrific proposal. Really, it could be, I'd imagine, very shocking to some of the recipients. Who knows what kind of emotional place you put them in. It's just, it, and it is sexual in nature. This is a fetish, getting kicked in the junk. It's a strange fetish, but people are into it. I know some women who have made money doing such things. I know a woman back in New York City who I dated, who she was paid to box men. So they'd set it up in a private room, and she'd put on boxing gloves, and the guy would put on boxing gloves, and the guys wanted to be punched in the genitalia during the quote-unquote match. They were really into that, and she was paid hundreds of dollars for this. So, I mean, it's fine if you know what you're getting into, but just for a random individual to be proposed to this is a little shocking. Now, by the way, you could have avoided all of this if you just went to the strip club. If you get into the back room with the stripper, you can make all sorts of proposals. And sometimes they'll go for it, sometimes they won't. But $100 for them to punch you? I mean, I think it would be a successful proposal at the strip club. That's just my opinion. You'd have to experiment with that. Well, this guy, I'll tell you, he's in a rough place as a result of this, because prison is not a place you want to be. Although, I mean, if you have an ass-kicking fetish, maybe it is a place you want to be.
Yay!
Sex is back at the Olympics. 4 new sports, including skateboarding and surfing, will be featured at this summer's Paris Olympic Games. But one age-old form of physical activity is also set to make a comeback. It's sex, or as the French call it, quote, sport in the room. Organizers in the City of Love are not only turning the page on the COVID-era intimacy ban imposed on athletes at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021, they plan to make 300,000 condoms available to all the residents of the Olympic Village. We have a quote here from Laurent Michon, director of the Olympic Village, who said, "With 300,000 condoms, every resident will have what they are expecting, and they'll have what they need." Laurent says organizers' goal is for the more than 14,000 athletes, staff, and members of the press in the Olympic Village during the games to, quote, feel very enthusiastic and comfortable. There will, of course, be no alcohol, as is common for Olympic villages, but it's going to be a great place. Laurent says a great place that they can actually share their moments together with the help of 300,000 condoms. Now, the article goes on to say that this news will likely be welcomed by many of the athletes who were asked by the Olympic Committee to avoid unnecessary forms of physical contact during the previous Summer Olympic because of the pandemic. Distributing condoms at the games isn't a new tradition either. This goes back to the Seoul Olympics in 1988 when over 8,000 condoms were handed out to raise awareness of HIV and AIDS. But the numbers have shot up over time. In 2000, at the Sydney Olympics, organizers had to order 20,000 more condoms after they realized the initial 70,000 they ordered wouldn't be enough. Then we have, in 2016, the Rio Olympics, and they topped all of that with 450,000 male and female condoms distributed in the village, prompting the New York Post to run an article with the headline, "Ludicrous amount of condoms shipped to Brazil for the Olympics. Ludicrous!" Now, they say it's impossible to know exactly how much sex is going on among athletes at the Olympics, but anecdotes from athletes suggest, well, there's no shortage of touching and feeling going on. Here's a quote from an American soccer goalkeeper and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Hope Solo. "There's a lot of sex going on." Yeah, 70% to 75% of the Olympians, I'd say, were having sex. That's a lot. Now it says, not everyone at the Olympics is getting busy. As the Washington Post previously reported, some athletes have appeared skeptical that the volume of condoms ordered for past Olympic games is actually needed. We have here U.S. snowboarder and Olympic medalist Jamie Anderson, who said during the 2014 Winter Games in Russia, many of those in the Olympic Village used the dating app Tinder to meet people, but she said it really got way too distracting and she had to delete her account in order to focus on the Olympics and to focus on her performance in the sport. And while condoms might be offered to the athletes in the village in Paris, one traditional item of French culture won't be, and that is champagne. There will be no champagne in the village. However, Laurent Michaud says, but the athletes can have all the champagne they want in the city. Well, there you have it. Sex at the Olympics. It's going to happen. You have the most in shape, hottest people from all around the world gathering. People are going to get busy in those circumstances. So why not offer condoms? It just seems rudimentary to me. Do you agree? Call the show, 646-450-2012. Hello, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. Thanks for kicking it with me today. Please, if you haven't subscribed yet, consider doing so. I do news 5 days a week on here. All weird news. On Friday, it's only weird news from Florida. That's the format around here. Everything's recorded inside a closet. If you want to support me and the show, go to weirdafnews.com where you can buy me a coffee or join the Patreon. I have a new fan in Finland that bought me coffee. This girl's name is Lena. She was introduced to my podcast by our dear friend Lisa, who's been a longtime fan and supporter of Weird AF News. I got an email from Lisa about it. She says, my dear friend Lena, she's an artist living in poverty. She's frightened of people, so making money is kind of hard for her. She wants me to buy a coffee because she thinks coffee is very healthy. She drinks about 20 cups a day. She would love you to advertise her stand-up routine she does alone when she's stoned high as a kite. Please advertise it so people will be annoyed. They cannot see or hear her material. Thank you. And then so there was a coffee bought on behalf of Lena and little message from Lena, who says here, let me read it. It's very funny. Lisa from Finland introduced me to your podcast, Jonesy, and was wondering your opinion about using potatoes for smoking. Well, I can tell you this, Lena. I have not used a potato for smoking. I have smoked, the only vegetation I've smoked out of is an apple, which works. If it's not a soft apple, a hard apple can work. I'd imagine a potato works pretty well for smoking. And if that's all you have at your disposal, yeah, jump right on it. Smoke out of a potato. Smoke out of a pumpkin. Build a water bong out of a pumpkin if you can. That sounds like a fun little DIY experiment. But yeah, you know, I support whatever you're going to smoke out of, whatever it takes. Some people don't have a bong or a pipe, and they're incapable of rolling a J, as we say in Boston. Roll a J. Roll a fat J. So you gotta make do with what you have around you in your environment. So if it's potatoes, then I say go all the way potato, baby. And if you really want to kick it up a weird notch, smoke some weed out of your amputated foot. That'd be pretty wild. Hollow out the bone part where the ankle is and just... All right, Jonesy, you crossed the line. I know, I always cross the line. That's what I'm all about. Anyways, big shout out to Lena and Lisa. I now have two fans in Finland, so that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to get there someday. Anyways, I appreciate the support very, very much. If you guys want to buy me a coffee and write me a little love note, just go to weirdafnews.com. That's how you do it. That's how you do it right. Okay, lastly, before I go, I just want to let you know, I'm going to publish a song after this. On yesterday's podcast, I improvised a song on guitar about a woman with two vaginas, which pertained to one of the segments that I did yesterday about a woman that had two vaginas and two boyfriends and claimed it wasn't cheating. So I improvised a song, and then I came across this website. It's it uses AI to write a song for you. You can just input the lyrics and then choose what genre. So I put in country and I inputted my lyrics and I just wanted to see what it would come up with. And it's pretty good. I was very impressed with what they spit out. So I would like you to listen to it and just let me know if you think my version is better than the AI's version. This is the future, guys. There may be no art, no human artists anymore. It just might be AI making all of the music sometime down in the future. So let's just hope the AI doesn't learn to tell jokes yet. I've tried to ask the AI to write some jokes just to see what would happen. Pretty bad. So for now, anyways, but who knows where this is going to go. Anyways, enjoy the song, call the show, or email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. Love you, and good luck with your life, man.
Yay!
Well, I met me a girl on a dating site. We went out that very same night. She said, I got a surprise for you. Not one vagina, I got two. She got two vaginas. I fell in love with one. She got two vaginas, and I fell in love with one.